Time now for your letters, and several listeners wrote in to correct us on a story we aired yesterday. It was about a retired research satellite that's making its way back to Earth, albeit in pieces, expected to rain down later this week. First, we mistakenly said the satellite weighs 1,300 pounds. Apologies, we dropped a zero and should have said 13,000 pounds. We also said the satellite, quote, has been sucked into the Earth's gravitational pull. But as David Hitlin, a physics professor at California Institute of Technology, points out, that's not quite true. Professor Hitlin writes, the satellite, of course, as with any satellite of the Earth, never left Earth's gravitational field.
Well, Scott Porter of Seneca Falls, New York, heard our story about the falling satellite, as well as another piece from yesterday's program about President Obama's deficit reduction plan. And together, the two stories reminded him of a bit of comedy gold from 1979. Porter writes this, heard a half block of your program yesterday and listened to satellites falling back to Earth and an economist explaining that taxing the rich at 50% would barely put a dent into our deficit woes. The satellite story got me nostalgic for the John Belushi bit on Skylab falling back to Earth on Saturday Night Live, so I peeped it on YouTube. In it, not only does Skylab crash into his apartment in New York City, he laments paying the government 50% of his money.
Hey, here's John Belushi in his apartment in New York. Here, he's not worried about Skylab, no. That's silly. You know? I mean, what do you know? You know, I'm sizzling like a pizza. I need a 2-ton lead film ball. Will they have any reason to worry or be afraid? The government takes 50% of my money that I earn every year. They could be spending it on mass transit, solar energy, cleaning up the environment. But, no! They have to spend millions sending up huge chunks of steel so they can scream back to Earth and made it kill innocent penises.
Thank you for your letters and for a good excuse to play some John Belushi tape. If you want to write to us, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.